talked to you many times about point of view, being in a position of the separate personality, but as a psychophysical personality, and how this governs your sense of reality as long as you're not entered profoundly into the reality process. Your sense of reality in space is determined by this being fixed as a physical body in it. And so you are perceiving the room to be of however it looks to you, you see. But somebody else sitting in another place in the room is doing the same thing. But the room doesn't look to that one exactly as it looks to you. It has some general likeness, of course, but it's a different view altogether. You know, it's the same room. And that one's perception of the room is just as authentic as yours. It's not that one of you is seeing the room rightly and the other is experiencing an illusion. So both of those perceptions of the room are true. And so as you add all other perceivers, they all have a different view of what the room is, just as authentic as yours. And all of them are true. What does the room really look like then? Because the room itself exists in all kinds of terms. And yet it doesn't exist merely as you are perceiving it. It exists as it can be perceived from absolutely every point of view. And not only from every point of view in space in the room, but from every point of view in space-time. That's the condition of the room. And yet you are not experiencing the room as such. You're not experiencing the room itself. You're simply perceiving it from a point of view. Just consider what the room itself looks like. And yet it exists.
So, beloved, this would really be true in terms of subtle experience also, then. I mean, obviously.
Any kind of experience, you see, in the mode of a separate personality, is a partial view, a point of view. And not an awareness of reality itself, even the conditional reality itself. You're not aware of this room as it is, and yet the room as it is exists. Contemplations such as this are profound, because it's not just calling you to imagine something like a blue elephant. You see, I'm speaking to you about a reality that you all share and need not invent. But it is itself profound beyond your usual consideration.
We don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't know what it is. You can't even perceive it. You can't think it. You can't comprehend it.
Is that the equivalent to what you were describing earlier as withdrawing to the point of infinity, perceiving it from that point of view, except in the opposite direction?
Withdrawing to the point of infinity? Well, I don't like the word withdrawings, really.
Well, yeah, you described it earlier. Reducing. I think you said reducing to the point of infinity.
Yes, you can reduce anything you perceive. Mm-hmm. Break it down into different physical components, chemical, molecular components, atomic components. Eventually you get to that of which all of it is a modification or a level of appearance. It is light itself. You can't reduce light to anything further, or energy. You can't reduce it to anything further. It doesn't have any parts. It doesn't have a deeper part. There's nothing on the other side of it. Likewise, if you enter into the domain of your own psychophysical self-awareness, go through all the levels of it, the physical, the blood, the chemicals, the molecular structure, the energy levels, states of mind, you see. You get to consciousness itself, and you can't reduce it further. There's nothing on the other side of it, it has no parts. By investigating the objective, you get to the point of light. By investigating the subjective, you get to the point of consciousness, and they're the same thing. They're irreducible, fundamental reality. They had to be realized most profoundly, but this consideration is available to you even now, regardless of your stage of practice or realization. If you investigate physical phenomena or everything objective, you find light, right?
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Same consciousness through the subjective investigation. Well, these are ways of entering into the ultimate sphere of reality, and that is the sphere in which the room exists. But even now, the inherent nature of it is loveless. Mm-hmm. It is self-existing consciousness, self-radiant. Its nature is loveless. It is the bright. It is me. This is what you must realize. In communion with me, well, to do so, you can't just strain your eyeballs to find the room as it truly is, you see? You have to go beyond point of view. You have to directly transcend egoity. It's not that then necessarily you'll be having some extraordinary perceptions of the room in some unimaginable condition that you couldn't describe, you see? But rather, you'll realize the condition in which the room also exists, ultimately. The divine self condition, conscious light of divine being. So to realize me, you must transcend point of view, self-position, egoity, the separate position. He cannot, through any exercise of the separate position, or the body-mind, realize the truth. The body-mind is simply a modification of that, like the room itself. It's a complexity or a maya that cannot be comprehended. So rather than exercise the separate self, it's as if to realize the truth in the manner of the great path of return. So the separate self is directly transcended. That is the radical nature of this way that I've given you.